Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Chaf Tes. We are holding on daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis. We are at Amar Rav Yehuda Zibora, four lines from the end of the page. And the beginning of the daf is going to be a continuation of what we were discussing yesterday, various refuos that Chazal suggests. We're going to have not only a number of refuos, but a number of things that Chazal suggests are particularly dangerous to do, given certain conditions that a person might be in. So what is activity to do, and what is activity to avoid? Then once we get past the refuos, which would be about two-thirds of the way down the page, on Chaf Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to shift the focus to haircuts in both directions. Receiving a haircut from an Ovid Kechavim, what exactly the concern is, and what the various heterim are, whether you do it in a public place, whether that's enough of a heter, using a mirror, whether that's enough of a heter, under what circumstances those heterim apply, as well as the flip side, giving a haircut to an Ovid Kechavim, and what exactly the concern is in that situation, how to make that mutter. Then on Amud Beis, we're going to have a Mishnah that's going to list 12 different things that are Asr Bahanah related to Ovdei Kochavim. And the Gemara is going to start to discuss some of them. So the Gemara is going to talk about how we know that Stam Yenam is Asr. What's the source for the idea that Yayin of Novit Kochavim is Asr? And then the Gemara is going to tell us what exactly is the Chiddush that wine vinegar and that Yayin Mevushal, that was wine once before in the hands of Novit Kochavim, is Asr. Of course, why should the fact that it later turns to vinegar, that it later gets cooked, why would I even have a Havamina, that would at all change its halachic status? So says the Gemara. Now let's begin. Chaf Chesam Beis, a few lines before the end of the page. Last one line, Ammar. Ammar of Yuda. Zibora udecharze silva. If a person either got bitten by a bee or had a splinter that pierced his skin, visimta, or a person has some sort of swelling, udekoyev le'eno, or a person has some sort of eye ache, v'asi lave ishasa, or a person who has a fever, kulu bebani sakanta. For all of these things, going into a Beis HaMerchatz, going into a bathhouse, is going to be dangerous for a person who's suffering from one of these conditions. The Gemara tells us that chama l'chama, a radish helps for those illnesses that relate to heat. Vesilka l'tzina, a beet is good for those illnesses that relate to cold. Vechilufa sakanta, but you better not confuse the radish illnesses for the beet illnesses, because if you switch them around, it's going to be sakana. So if someone has a cold-related illness and he eats tznon, it's going to add to his coldness. If he has a chom-related illness and he eats beets, he eats tardin, that's going to add chom, it's going to add more heat, and that could be sakanas nefashos for the person. Chamim la'akrava, someone who's bitten by an akrav, by a scorpion, he should soak his bite in hot water. Ukriri lezibura, someone who's bitten by a wasp or a bee should soak it in cold water. V'chilufa sakanta, but you better get it straight, because if you switch that around, it's going to be a sakana. Chamimi lesilva, someone who has a splinter should soak in hot water. Ukriri lechaspenisa, and someone who has some other type of illness called chaspenisa, which Rashi says stuck in shebifnei adam, something that cracks in a person's face. So for the refuah for such a thing, he needs cold water. The chilufa sakanta, but again, if you flip it around and you get it wrong, it's going to be a sakana. Chalal the siburi, vinegar helps for refuah after a person gets bloodletting. Umarnini l'tanisa, and eating small fish strengthens the body for someone who is fasting. The chilufa sakanta. But if you eat small fish after bloodletting, or you eat vinegar after fasting, it's going to be a sakana. Tachli v'sibura sakanta, a person who eats cress and then is makiz dam, does bloodletting, that's going to be a sakana. Ishasa v'sibura sakanta, someone who has a heat-related ailment and then is makiz dam, also is going to be a sakana. Koyaveinu v'sibura sakanta, someone whose eyes hurt and is then makiz dam, is also going to be a sakana. Sheni l'dag dam, a person who needs hakazas dam, needs bloodletting, should eat fish and then the next day be makiz dam. Sheni l'dam dag, if a person was makiz dam, he did bloodletting, he should eat fish the next day after the hakaza. But shlishi lo sakanta, again in the same theme, as we're identifying that which helps, we also identify that which is dangerous. If he eats fish on the third day after bloodletting, well, that could be very dangerous. So you have to time it just right. Tan Rabbanan, make his dam lo yochal chagvash. If a person does bloodletting, he should avoid the foods whose Rashi Tevos are chagvash, which means lo chalav, he shouldn't drink milk, velo gvina, he shouldn't eat cheese, velo betzalim, he shouldn't eat onions, velo shachalayim, and he shouldn't eat cress, because doing those things is going to bring him to sakana. Im achal, and if the person who's making his dam does eat one of these things, so is it all over for him? What can he do to dull the effects, the dangerous effects these things can have? Am Rabbi, naisi reviyasa dechalu reviyasa dechamra. He should take a revius of vinegar, a revius of wine, v'navravinu ba'adi adadi v'nishti. He should mix them together and drink them. V'chimafna, when he goes to the bathroom after having this, l'mefana el mizracha shalir. He should be careful to only go on the eastern side of the city, mishum dekasha recha, because the smell of these things is going to be very harmful, and the wind will carry the smell into the city. But the ruach mizrachis is not considered as strong a wind as the other winds, and therefore it's not going to bring the reyach into the city, so that's why you go dafka l'mizracha shalir, where it's going to be less dangerous. That's why the Mishnah in Maseches Babasra, daf chafei, in the second paragraph of Babasra, tells us that ein osin borski el l'mizracha shalir, that if you have to set up a tannery, tanneries are very smelly, you should only do it in the mizrach of the ear, because again, the smell is not going to carry. That's why the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos and daf mem, hayashin l'mizrach garno shal ketzach domo berosho, that a person who sleeps on the eastern side of the Goren of Ketzach, of a threshing floor of Ketzach, is Dama Barosho. He's taking his life into his own hands, because the Ruach Ma'aravis will bring the Reach of the Ketzach to the person, and it will be very dangerous. But if he sleeps to the west of the Goren, so then it's not going to be a Sakana, because the Ruach Mizrachis is not going to bring the smell of the Ketzach to him. And then again, this all relates to the assumption that the Ruach Mizrachis is not as powerful. But specifically when it comes to very powerful smells, like a borsiki, that's why Chazal say, the Gemara tells us in the end of the first paragraph of Basra, that Ef Shaliolam below Bosom of Bloborsky, the world needs perfumers and tanners. But Ashe Lolamisha Shamunaso Bosom, Voilolamisha Munaso Borsiki, that fortunate is one who gets to be a Bosom, and unfortunate is one who's got to be a borsiki because he can smell all day. So it's considered to be a harmful smell. So now the Gemara discusses other inyanei refuah, and says Gemara, Am Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Malin Unkeli b'Shabbos. And if a person's Unkeli fell, you're allowed to lift it up on Shabbos. Says Gemara, okay, I'd love to lift up my Unkeli, but my Unkeli, I don't know what an Unkeli is. So Am Rabbi Abba, Istumcha deliba. It is it's a muscle that's near the heart, and sometimes it can bend in or prevent one from breathing properly, and therefore one is allowed to fix it so that to aid in breathing. Dr. Grishka, I guess, will explain to us later if he can figure out what it's talking about. So that will help a person's breathing, and it's important to do that. You could even do such a refuah on Shabbos. My asusa. So what is the refuah for someone who's got this istumcha deliba? Maisi kamona karvaya. He should bring cumin, a fistful of cumin, vininaya, and you should bring some mint, va'agdana, and you should bring a certain type of weed called agdana, vitsisri, va'avdasa, I'm not sure what all these things are, v'shochikos, and you should grind them up, liliba, and that is good for his heart, b'chamra, but if he's doing it for a heart ailment, he's got to mix it with wine, meaning it's good to have these things, dafka, if he's using it for his heart, it's got to be with wine, v'simanach, and the way to remember what's good to have with wine is v'yayin yisamach, or for what ailment it's good to have these things with wine is the pasuk v'yayin yisamach levav enosh, that when it comes to levav, when it comes to a lev, so yayin is the key ingredient. But lerucha, but if he's not doing it for a heart ailment, he's doing it for a breathing problem, then bimaya, then you don't mix these things with wine, you mix them instead with water, v'simanayich. And the way to remember what's good for wine and what's good for what's good to mix with wine, for which ailment you mix with water, v'ruach elokim merachefes al pnei Hamayim. The siman to remember is that ruach relates to mayim. So when treating an element of ruach, you mix it with mayim. Lekuda for childbirth b'shichra. You mix it with beer. V'simanach. And the way to remember that is v'kada al shichma. Kada sounds like kuda. So that and al shichma because shichma sounds like shichra. Even though kada is not kuda. Kad means a jug, and kuda is childbirth, and shichma is not shichra, but they sound similar. So that's how you know this is just a siman bialma. It's not something that is that we're saying is a remez in the pasuk, or even an asmachta in the pasuk, which according to some rishonim, asmachta is that the pasuk is actually being merames it. You know, is actually trying to tell us to notice the din. No, this is just stamen mnemonic because these are all refuos. So when it comes to these refuos, we assume that it's a mnemonic because we assume that these refuos are not necessarily well. It's machlok whether these refuos are actually halacha or these refuos meaning that this is something that is a reality in the bria or these refuos were something that Chazal noticed that these are things that are based on the medicine of the time was the most advanced advice. But everyone agrees, by the way, it should be mentioned. Everyone agrees you're not supposed to follow these refuos, b'zman hazeh. The machlokas is, why are you not supposed to follow these refuos? Do you say, well, very simply, Chazal were following the best medicine that they knew, but now we have more greater advancements in medicine, so we should follow the medicine that we knew, but this isn't because of rabbinic or, you know, any sort of Ruach HaKodesh or anything like that. Or the other possibilities include that, no, all of these refuos of Chazal work. Chazal understood the human body better than anybody. They understood the kochos of nature and what, but we don't understand how to apply these refuos, meaning just to look at what we just said, that depending on what you're treating, maybe you're supposed to have the refuah with yayin, with mayim, so we don't know exactly how to apply it. And also, others suggest that it could depend on where you live, it could depend on the elevation that you live, it could depend on the climate in which you live. So maybe this is dafka for Bavel, or these dafka in certain places, but Chazal never visited the United States, and they wouldn't know, they never commented how to adjust it for our climate, for our location, for our time. Okay, different possibilities, but either way, we for sure are not supposed to do these. In the Salmas Chayim, Rav Yeshchaim Zonenfeld writes that it's pashut that b'zman hazeh a person should be choshesh for the things that we say are dangerous. Though, I mean, even though we don't do these refuos, we should still be choshesh for the things that are dangerous. The problem is, all the Achronim point out the Rambam Shulchan Aruch. Don't mention most of these things that are asur mishum sakana, that you're not allowed to do because they're dangerous or that are assumed to be dangerous. So there's a discussion in the Achronim why it is that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch left most of these things out. They never told us about these things. The Bukhar Shar, Misach HaShabbos, writes that the Rambam Marshal holds that all of these skulos change based on from one generation to the next, and therefore these cannot be quoted in Svarim that are meant as a halacha ledoros. Shem Aryeh bases himself on the Marshal of Masech Eschulin that even though there's a Cherem HaKadmonim that we're not allowed to be misrape with the refuos of the Talmud, why, he says, are we not allowed to be misrape? It's one possibility I didn't mention. Why are we not allowed to be misrape with the refuos of the Talmud? Because if we don't know how to apply it and then it doesn't work, it's not that we're concerned for our health, we're concerned that we're going to be multi laz on Chazal. We're going to say that they didn't know what they're talking about. So that's why we're not allowed to be misrape. But so kolshke bizmanenu, we have to be worried about such things, that we're going to be motzi la'az on the Rishonim. So the Rambam Shulchan Aruch left out these things because they thought nishtana ateva, and what it worked once is not always going to work. And that's what the Magen Avraham writes in Shulchan Aruch and Kufay and Gimel, that a lot of these things that are said to be dangerous are nishtana ateva. Magen Avraham says it with regard to fish and meat, which is something that still people are very careful about. Magen Avraham holds, no reason to be careful about it. We have no evidence that fish and meat, a mixture of fish and meat, is going to cause any problem. That's why the policy of the OU, when I asked Rav Shechter years ago when on Worcester sauce, which is made with fish, so when one of the big cookbooks came out, so they had a recipe with using that sauce that has fish to put on a veal roll or something like that. So leaving veal aside, you don't ask Rav Shechter about veal, he doesn't. But to mix the fish and the meat, so it didn't say OU fish on the sauce. And there's machloka shach and taz, whether fish is batal b'shishim, whether sakana is batal b'shishim. Isur is batal b'shishim, but chamira sakanta me isura. Sakana may not be batal b'shishim. Sakana is more chamur. So I asked, why didn't so if half the poskim say sakana is not batal, why didn't it say oh you fish? He said because there's also the Magen Avraham that holds that none of this is a problem anyway. So you want to be so machmir that not only do you not hold like the Magen Avraham, you also hold that it's not batal b'shishim. So read the ingredients if you want to be so machmir. You'll find the fish and the ingredients, but there's no reason to be so machmir. Shachter in particular is very makele about the fish and meat thing. He'll use the same fork without washing, it off in between with the fish and the meat. So he says, he always points out, if you want to be worried about sakana, you should avoid the kishka, and you should avoid becoming obese. You should avoid smoking. All of these things are sakana. So my son just told me that Rav Asher Weiss said in a shiur recently that a person who smokes is likely allowed to smoke on Shabbos also because he's a shota, he's pata from mitzvot. Okay, so that's quite a statement. I don't think he meant that la halacha. Okay, so says the Gemara further now. Rav Acha b'rei d'Rava shachik le l'kulu b'hadi adadi v'shachik le melo chamish etzpa asei. He ground it up all together and he took five fingers full v'shasi le and he drank it. Rav Ashi shachik kol chad v'chad l'chudei. But Rav Ashi applied this differently. He would grind up each ingredient on its own v'shachik melo etzpa isei rabasi umlo etzpa izutrasi, and he would have whatever he can hold between his biggest and smallest finger, between his thumb and his pinky. Amra Papa Ana Avdi Lakal Hani Velo Etzai. He says, I tried all of these different foods. It didn't work for me. None of this worked for me. Ada Amli Ahutaya, until I met a certain merchant, and he said, I see Kuzuchadito Malya Maya, take a brand new jug, fill it with water, Virami Bay Tarvada Didovsha, and put in it a spoonful of honey, Ditalila Bay Kuvi, that was left under the stars overnight, that you left out in the Chatzer, Ulamach. And then the next day you drink it. Avdi hachi v'tzai. I tried that and that worked. So again, you see clearly in the Gemara that the refuahs that Chazal recommend are under very specific conditions. And they didn't always tell us right off the bat what those conditions are. There's a lot of chisuri mechsera. So that's why that may be one of the reasons that we don't follow these refuahs, even if we believe that they're accurate refuahs. But we don't believe in our ability to implement them properly. Tan Rabbanan, shisha dvar merapin asach. There are six things that could be merape, a person that can heal a person, and it's considered to be a viable refuah. Ve'elu ein, and they are kruv, cabbage, retardant, beets, ume sisin yevesha, and the water of dry something sisin, vikevas and maw, the heres and the womb, the oseres hakavir and the diaphragm, the yeshom af dogim katanim, and some say even small fish. And when we say small fish, all the achronim point out it doesn't mean fish, baby fish. It means fish that even at their full growth are small. It's a min that's very small. V'lo orel shadag m'ketanim mafrin umarbin kol gufo shel adam. There are two yersos over here. In some places in Shas, when we quote this idea about dagim ketanim, it doesn't say mafrin umarbin kol gufo shel adam, but mafrin umavrin kol gufo shel adam. But either way, it means that it's very good for a person. Either that mafrin that it will increase the sperm count, so it'll make it be mafrin umarbin in a literal sense, and also mavrin gufo, it will strengthen a person's body to have these things. Asar dvar machzir nesachol l'chol yavachol yokasha. There are 10 things that if a person is recovering from an illness will make him get sick again, and the sickness will be worse the second time as a result of eating these things than it was the first time. Elu hein, and they are ha'ochel basar shar shoman, basar shar, a person eats ox meat, shuman, a person eats permitted fats, not even chela, which are the forbidden fats, basar tzli, roast roasted meat, basar tziparim, bird meat, beitzat tzliya, a roasted egg, v'shachalim, cress, v'tiglachas, or a person goes and gets shaved, u'merchatz, a person goes to the bathhouse, u'gvina, and cheese, he eats cheese, v'kaved, or he eats liver. I don't know why it's switched in the middle from things that you eat to activities that you do, and then back to things that you eat. That's a little bit confusing. V'yeshomrim af egozim, and some say to eat egozim as well, to eat nuts, v'yeshomrim af kishuin, that to eat cucumbers as well. Tan de Rabbi Shmuel, lama nikra shman kishuin, why are they called kishuin? Mepreshein kashin l'kol kol gufa shel adam kecharevos, because there is bad for a person's body like stabbing himself with swords. It's something that's very bad for a person. Ve'ein mistapen man b'kol makom. Okay, now we're done with the refuos segment of today's daf. Now we go back to the halacha segment. So the Mishnah had said that a person is not allowed to be mistapen. A person is not allowed to get a haircut from an Ovid Chavim Bekol Makom, but that was a machlokas in the Mishnah. Tanakama, the Rameir said Bekol Makom. The Chama said no, only Bereshus. The Chama said Bereshus HaRabim is mutter. Only Beino Leveino is a problem. Only in private you're not allowed to get a haircut, but Bereshus Rabim it's fine. Now there's a Tosov here in Dibur Maskel Avalo Beino Leveino, which on the side it says, you know, this Dibur is really shaykh to the Mishnah. It really connects back to the Mishnah because it's not about something the Gemara comments on right here, but in the Mishnah the Chacham held that getting a haircut with in a private place is going to be usher from an akum, but in a Rishus Rabim is mutter. So says Tosan Sen Pirush b'makom she'in regil b'nei adam kol kach. What does it mean in a private place that it's going to be usher? Anyway, it's usher to go into a private place with an Ovid Chavim, because we said a person lo yisyached adam an Ovid Chavim because he's nachshal shlichus damim. You're not allowed to go alone into a room with an Ovid Chavim because you have to be choshed he's going to kill you. So what's the chiddush that, oh, and when you're in that room where he's going to kill you, also don't get a haircut. You're not allowed to be there in the first place. So Tosfos says, no, beino leveino means not be yichud, not where your mamish locked up in a room somewhere. It means where it's not so common for so many people to be walking by. As we're going to see soon in the Gemara is going to tell us that Rav Chana took a haircut in Shvili Dinar Da'a, and he thought that that maybe counts as a Rishus Rabin, but really it doesn't. It's a Rishus Yachid, even though it's a public street. Anyone could walk there, but it's not a commonly traversed area. Aval b'yichud mamish, but to actually go b'yichud, lo itzrich. That I don't even need the Mishnah to tell me. Typically, af b'lo mistap harasu this Yachid imayim, mishum shvichus damim. Because even if you don't get a haircut, but it's also to go b'yichud mamish, that's going to be a problem of shvichus damim. So says Maratan Rabbanan, Yisrael amistaper Ovid Chavim roa b'mare. A Yisrael who gets a haircut from an Ovid Chavim, at least in order to solve the problem, he should look in a mirror and that will help. If a Jew is giving a haircut to an Ovid Chavim, when he gets to the portion of the hair that is the baloris, machlokas Rashi and the Ram, exactly where that is, but it was some sort of hair growth that was done, l'shem avodah zara, so he should be shomet es yado. He shouldn't help to define the baloris by cutting the area immediately around it and making the baloris stick out more. Amar mar, Yisraelim sabmei chavim rabbi mara. So we said first halacha that when the Jew is getting the haircut from the Ovid Chavim, he's got to make sure to use a mirror. Hey chidami, what exactly is the case? Where is he getting this haircut? Ibrishos harabim, if he's in a public place, lamali mara, why do you need a mirror? It's mutter anyway. There are a million people walking by. V'ibrishos yachid kira mayhavi, and ibrishos yachid, why does a mirror help? If the guy's going to murder you, he'll murder you whether you're looking in the mirror, whether you look good doing it or not, right? Whether you're looking in the mirror or not. Says marliyon ibrishos yachid v'kivin diikamara mischazi kadam chashuv. No, that only apparently was only the minhag of an adam chashuv to look in the mirror when getting a haircut. So if you're makbid to look in the mirror, he's going to think you're an adam chashuv, and he's going to think twice before killing you. So that's the way to satisfy that problem. Rav Chana bar Bizna have mistapra Ovid Chavim b'shvili the Narda. He would get a haircut from Ovid Chavim in the pathways of Narda. Amar leh Chana Chana yoi koech lezuga. And as the barber was giving him a haircut, he hears him like muttering under his breath, "Ah, oh, this neck looks so good to slit with a razor." Meaning he hears that the barber has a taiva to kill him. Amar tasteli adavri adre meir. He says, "I deserve that pachad." You know, it wasn't a pleasant experience to get a haircut. So he says, "I deserve the pachad I just had because I violated the sheet of Rabbi Meir." Says Mar Vad Rabbanan Lo Avar. Did he not violate the sheet of the Rabbanan as well? So says Mar, no, because after all, Emadam Rabban Rishus Haram Rishus Yachim Miyamur. Even the Rabbanan were matir to get a haircut from Novik Chavim. That's only Rishus Haram. But he was in Shvili Dinarda. It's a Rishus Yachid when it comes to these halachos. Says Mar, who's on Shvili Dinarda? Came to Shchich Haram Rishus Haram. He thought that there were enough people in the Shvili Dinarda that it has a din of Rishus Harabim, but really it could be that. So that was his assessment that it has a din of Rishus Rabim, and that's why in his assessment he didn't violate the sheet of the Rabbanan, he only violated the sheet of Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara tells us, good, so you're getting the haircut from the Ovid Chavim in a place that otherwise you would not be allowed to, make sure you're looking in a mirror. Tosavi here points out that there is Yerushalmi, that Yisrael Hamistapra Meir Chavim Roa B'Mare, Minakuti Ein Roa B'Mare, that when you're getting a haircut from a Kuti, don't look in a mirror, because a Kuti is not Chashud to kill. And then the Yerushalmi tells us that Beis Rabbi Gamliel had a special heter, that they're allowed to look in a mirror even when getting a haircut from a Kuti. What do you mean a heter to look in the mirror? The idea of looking in the mirror over here was a heter to be able to get a haircut from the Ovid Chavim. It's not that it's an Isser to look in the mirror, it's that a mirror allows the Isser, you know, permits the Isser of getting a haircut from the Ovid Chavim. What does it mean that a heter to look in the mirror? So what you see from that Yerushalmi says to us, that Asr l'ish liros b'mara, that a man is not generally not allowed to look in the mirror. It's only when it's going to be life-saving that he's allowed to look in the mirror. But under normal circumstances, he's not allowed to. Why? What would be the issur of looking in a mirror? So says Tosus, V'nira ki ata mishum le'yilbash gever simlas isha demetargim le'yiskan gever b'tikune itza, that even though the pasuk says le'yilbash and levisha means clothing, the targum translates le'yilbash as don't do any activity that is a feminine activity. And women look in mirrors a lot, memela men are not supposed to be looking in mirrors. Aye, Frektosos is Gemara and Shabbos Kuf Mem Tes, it says that you're not supposed to look in a mirror on Shabbos, and the Gemara explains specifically a metal mirror with a sharp edge, because if you notice that you have a hair out of place, you may use the edge of that mirror to cut the hair. So it's on Shabbos, and it's going to be a Shabbos problem. Makes it sound like that during the week there's no problem with looking in a mirror, or a round mirror on Shabbos would be no problem for a man. Says Gemara, Hasan bi Isha Ayri. Over there it says it's talking about a woman, it's not talking about a man. A man's never looking in a mirror. Va'adam lav dafka. When it says Adam, it doesn't mean man. The ishas of a chol inyan, a man is never allowed to look in the mirror. And he has another Yerushalmi that also seems to suggest this. But then at the end of Tosfos says, but this whole issur is only when the idea of looking in the mirror is lehisnaos, to try to look nicer. That's an issur of liyobash gever, to be more vain, more into one's appearance. But listaper legaleach liros b'maras shlo yechbal ba'atzmo. Person is shaving, he wants to make sure he doesn't hurt himself. He's getting a haircut, he wants to make sure he doesn't cut himself or poke himself, or he has some, so he's trying to put in his contact lenses, or he has some sort of ailment that he's trying to figure out. So that certainly that is mutter. And says Tosos, ubochen libos hu yodeya. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what your intention is when you're looking in the mirror, whether it's pure vanity or whether it's something that's actually helpful. And he says, v'alach l'maisa, da'asul stop ramon chav melim kein rov, afilu b'rushus harabim, mitkam ravchan, ateis li davri ad Rabbi Meir. Says Tosos, unbelievable. Halach l'maisa, how do we paskin? Are you allowed to get a haircut in a public place? He says, halach l'maisa, no, not even in a public place, because Rav Chana says that I deserve what I got because I violated Rav Meir in getting a haircut in a public place. But he says that's only if they're using really sharp implements. V'davka b'tar d'shchech be'azeka b'kal al mesfrayim lo shech le'azeka sharim yeshima acher. It's much harder to murder somebody with scissors than it is to murder somebody with a razor. So if the barber uses a razor, that's where it's going to be aser, even versus Shasan. But if a barber is using scissors, then it's not going to be aser. The Yerushalmi in the second parak quotes a mice of a guy who is a sapper, who is a barber, and he saw in the stars somehow that the Jews are going to spill his blood one day. So he thought that that it meant that they were going to team up on him and attack him and mob him, lynch him, or something like that. He didn't realize that what he saw was that he was going to convert one day and they were going to give him a bris milah, and that's what it meant, that they were going to spill his blood. So every Jewish customer that he had, he would kill. He would just murder all the Jewish customers. Machlokas and Yerushalmi, how many he murdered? 80 or 300 customers. And then sometime later, he decided to be Megayer, and he became a Jew, and then the Chachamim found out about his past after they were ready Megayer him. So they were mispala lulav sheyachzor l'suro, that they were mispala that he should go back, which is a stunning Gemara Yerushalmi on so many levels. To be mispala that he should go after the Gerus, is that saying that the Gerus was invalid? Or is it saying that even though it's valid, we don't want to mix in with such a guy, you know, after the fact? But a stunning Gemara relating to this idea of the chashash of getting a haircut. As far as looking in mirrors are concerned, you know, it sounds from this Tosfos that it's pretty bad. The Ran, however, writes that it really depends on time and place. If you live in a place where men typically look in mirrors all the time, then it's not a violation of Lo Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha. This is culture based, right? It's, the Mechaber says that a man who shaves his Beis Hashech, he shaves his armpits, is a violation of Lo Yilbash Gever. The Rama says, I don't know, in Poland, I guess they used to cut the hair in their armpits. He says, it doesn't seem that it's a violation of Lo Yilbash Gever anymore. So you see that there is this flexibility based on what is actually the practice of people at that time. So Shulchan Aruch paskins that it's also the stachel b'mare, and the Rama says that if it's the derech to people for men to look in the mirror, so then it's mutter to look in the mirror. But nevertheless, it seems that al pi kabbalah there are reasons not to look in the mirror. I don't understand those reasons, but there are reasons apparently al pi kabbalah. They say in Orchus Rabbeinu, normally I wouldn't quote it, but it's in Orchus Rabbeinu, which is a pretty authoritative family record of the Chaznish and the Stipler, who had a lot of chumras. They were not known for their kulas, but it says in Orchus Rabbeinu that Chaznish never looked in a mirror to the point that he didn't know what he looked like. That he was he had to go for medical treatments once in Berlin, and he was walking into a house, and there was a big mirror on the wall, and he thought there was a guy walking toward him, and he kept on moving out of the way until he bumped into the guy. That's what it says in Orchus Rabbeinu. I don't know, it sounds like a silly story, but that's what they say, that he was makbid to never look in a mirror. Okay. It says Gemara further now, at the two dots at the bottom. So we said that Vovid Chavim Mistaper Mishrael Kimin Shigil Lebaloriso Shomet Es Yado, that a Jew giving an Ovid Chavim a haircut, once he gets to the Baloris, he should pull back. Vekama, how far away from the Baloris should he stop cutting? Amar Rav Malkia, Amar Rav Adbarava, Shlosha Etzbaos Lekol Ruach Ruach. He should leave three Etzbaos worth of uncut hair in each direction around the Baloris. Amar Rav Chanina Breid Ravika. There are six different teachings throughout Shas that are either taught by Rav Malkia or Rav Malkio. Amazingly, by every single one, we make this comment. The Gemara says, how do we identify which ones are Rav Malkia teachings, which ones are Rav Malkio teachings? So they are Shmud, Shvachos, Vigumos, Rav Malkio. The one about whether a metal spit upon which something was roasted is Muktzah or not. The one about Shvachos, the Gemara Maseches Ksubas tells us that even if a woman brings in 100 Shvachos to the marriage, she still has to do certain Avodos Habayis in order that she not be Mevatel all for time, because Batala is Mevila de Zima, it's Mevila de Shigon, it makes a person crazy, it makes a person do terrible things. And Gumos, the teaching about Gumos, which is that Simone Gadlus are not only when Shtei Sa'aros come out, but even the Gumos from which the hair comes out is enough of Simone Gadlus. Those are all of Malkiot teachings. Baloris, this halacha about how much space to leave around the baloris. Efer mikla, the halacha that you're not allowed to use dark ashes to treat a wound because it will tattoo the area in a permanent sense. The gvina, and the halacha of gvina sakum, that you're not allowed to have cheese made by goyim, Rav Malkia. Those are all teachings of Rav Malkia. Amra Papa, Rav Papa says, no, that's not the rule. Masnisa, Masnisa, Rav Malkia. Any teaching that relates to a Mishnah or a Braisa is Rav Malkia. Shmaitza, Rav Malkia. Anything that just relates to Divrei Amoraim is Rav Malkio. V'simana Masnisa Malkisa. The way to remember it is Masnisa Malkisa. The Mishnayos are the Malkisa, are like the queen. So that's why Rav Malkia, which is Doma to Nekeva, which is a name that sounds like the Lashon of Nekeva, is Malkisa. That's Rav Malkia. My Benai, what's enough Kamina between the first presentation of how to identify the Rav Malkio teachings from the Rav Malkia teachings and the second presentation? Ika Benai Shvachos. Nafkamina between them is the case of Shvachos. That's the only one that doesn't fit both. Now, L'chora, that's not true. There is another one that doesn't fit. Rashi points out, according to Rav Papa, from the first three, Shvud, Shvachos, Gumos, Shvachos is removed, and Efer Makla is put in its place. So it's not Efer Makla is also a Nafkamina between them. So the Rishonim discuss why we only identify one of the two Nafkaminas. You know, in other places in Shas, where this is quoted, Makos Tav Chav Aleph, we say Ikubinayu Shvachos ve Efer Makla. We identify both of the Nafkaminas between them. Okay, but for whatever reason, over here we only identify one of these differences. Okay, says the Gemara further now. A new Mishnah rather. So the Mishnah is going to identify 12 things that are asr because of relationship to Avodah Zarah. Eil dvarm shel Avodah Chavim asurin, v'isurin isra'na. The following things of Avodah Chavim are not only asr, but asr even v'hana'a. And they are hayayin, wine of Avodah Chavim, v'acholmetz shel Avodah Chavim, also vinegar of Avodah Chavim, shei mitchilas hayayin. If it used to be wine while the guy had it, so even though it later turned to chometz, it remains aser ba'ana, because maybe while it was wine, he used it for nisuch. The cheres hadrayani, and cheres hadrayani, certain type of pottery that they would soak in wine to absorb the flavor of wine. Va'orus levuvin, and heart-stained skins of animals. What they used to do as an avodah to the avodah zarah, they would take a live animal, cut open by the heart and rip out its heart while it was alive, which left a massive blood stain around the area where they would rip out the heart. Only if it's a round tear in the skin, it's aser. Mashuch mutter, but if it's a straight tear, then it's mutter. Basar nichnas la'avodas kochavim mutter. Meat that goes in, that's going in to the avodas kochavim, is going to be mutter. Vayotze aser, mimneshu kazif chemesim. But that which is coming out from the avodas Chavim is aser, because we assume that it was used as the animal was used as some sort of tikrovis, and is therefore aser to Rabbi Kiva. Ha'holkun the tarpus aser lases v'lases simahen v'adboin mutarin. Those that are going toward to their ovid chavim, so you're not allowed to do business with them, because whatever you do with them is gonna, they're gonna use for avodah zarah. But when they're returning, it's mutter. No dos ha'ovdei kochavim v'kan kenehen. The jugs made out of leather or cheres. No dos are made out of leather. Kan kanim are made out of cheres. V'yayin shal Yisrael kanos ben. And Jewish wine is in them. Asurin v'isurin isra'a na divra meir. They're asur and it's asur even by na'a. V'cham lomrim ein isurin isra'a na'a. V'cham say no, it's not an isur hana'a. Harchatsanim v'azagim, grape seeds, grape peels, shalom v'chavim, asurin v'isurin isra'a na'a divra meir. Rameir holds asur even by now, the chomer lach nasur nivation mutar. Only if it's lach, it's aser. If it's more, if it's dry, it's mutar. Hamurias ugvina spesu nike shall of the chavim. Murias, which is fish oil and the cheese of besu nike of the chavim asur and visur and isra. Not the remeir al zasi bana. The chomer many sur and isra. Not the chom say it's not aser bana. Am Rabbi the Shol, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yishuv, Kshay Malchum Derech. Rabbi Yishuel challenged Rabbi Yishuv when they were walking. Am Le Why are cheeses of Avodah Chavim aser? Because they make it using nevela rennet. But isn't the keva of an ola, carbon ola zasser ba'ana, isn't that even worse than kevas nevela? Va'amru, and yet, nevertheless, we say, kohen shadaito yafa, sarfa chaya, that a kohen who is not going to be disgusted by this could swallow it raw. V'lohodula, because this was something found in the stomach. The red is just, it's not part of the animal. So you're allowed to swallow what's found in the stomach of the carbon ola raw. The Chum didn't agree to that. They said it's you're not allowed to get enough from it, but it's also not a violation of Me'ila, meaning it's only Nesamid Rabbanan by the Ola. So certainly by Nevela, which is less severe than an Ola, it should be Mutter. He says, you're right. They use rennet of Avodah Zarah animals. If they use rennet of Avodah Zarah animals, then why isn't it Asur Bana? He sealed it. So you just changed the topic on him. Amar lo Yishmal, hechata kari kitovim dodecha miyayin or kitovim dodayich. He says, how do you pronounce the word in the pasuk? Is it tovim dodecha miyayin or tovim dodayich? Amar lo kitovim dodayich. He says it's dodayich. Amar lo ena davarkein shar chaver melamed alav l'reach shmanecha tovim. He says no, because the other phrase is shmanecha, not shmanayich. So it must be dodecha, not dodayich. The Gemara is going to discuss. What was he doing over here? He didn't want to answer. Why did he not want to answer? Asr. Yayin min olam. The first Gemara says, how do I know that wine of an oven chavim is Asr? Amra barvu amakra, ashar chelz v'chemu yochelu yishtu yayin nesicham. Ma zeva chasr ba'anah, since it says that it uses the term zvachemo, we're using the zevach. So just like a zevach is asr ba'anah, af yayinam yasr ba'anah. So the wine of Novik Chavim is also asr ba'anah. Zevach kufay min olam. How do I know that the zevach of Novik Chavim is asr ba'anah? Dechsev, yismedu lebal par, v'yochlu zivche meisim. It compares a zevach to a mace. Ma mace asr ba'anah, af zevach nami asr ba'anah. If a zevach is asr ba'anah, a mace is asr ba'anah, so is a zevach. Umeis kufay min olam. How do I know a mace is asr ba'anah? As yasham shah meeg la'arufa. Ksiv achav atamas sham Miriam. So Miriam was a mace. Uksiv asam va'ar from sham esag lebenachal. And the egg la'arufa is asr ba'anah. So ma'ala lan asr ba'anah kanami asr ba'anah. So if the egg la'arufa is asr ba'anah, mace is also asr ba'anah. V'hasam min olam. How do I know the egg la'arufa is asr ba'anah? Amrit ve'rabiyane kapara ksiva kikachim, because it says the lashon of kapara just like it does by kachim, and therefore it's asr ba'anah just like kachim are asr ba'anah. Tosfos raises the question: what's the whole question about why wine is asr ba'anah? The Mishnah says it's stam yenim, it's a gzeir drabanan mishum b'noseyan, and yet we're coming up with dinim da'araisa that it's been learned from here, from there. So Tosfos deals with that issue. Maybe Beis Shem will discuss it as we continue in the sugyas relating to wine of avdei kachavim. Oh.